Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome to our show. We're live. Oh, I love KCNR. I think that we need to do a big disco party at Garden of Lights one year and bring in Casey and the Sunshine Band and have them play in the center where the trees are.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, awesome.
They follow me in my dream and my rainbow dream here. Welcome to our show. We're live here. This is North State Now. Good evening, everybody. How are you? It's I can't even believe, where are we? November, it's 6:05. Yeah, but I was like, I'm kind of lost. Is it November 5th or 6th? November 6th. Oh, thank you so much. I don't know what's happening here. There's been 3 days that are just a great big blur, but I'm happy to be here live. This is Linda Bott. How are you on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and also streaming at KCNR1460.com. So if you hear something tonight and you're driving and you had to get out of the car, or you were going to have dinner and you heard something that was very interesting, you can go back to archives because we archive everything and you can hear some of the great information that we have tonight on the show. I'm very, very excited because one of my favorite things, of course, is all things Turtle Bay, but we're here to talk about the 2025 Garden of Lights, and with me is Seth Magaha. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and Lindsay Myers.
Hello.
Our CEO and head of creative marketing. Yeah, so when you see all that wonderful stuff that's online and on the commercials, and, you know, that is Seth and his creative eye. So welcome to the show, and I'm so excited you're here tonight, both of you. We were talking before we started the show about sixth season. So I said to you, okay, do you feel like, after a while, it's just like anything else, you kind of get your gear, you get your gears, you kind of know. But every year there's something new that you put into the mix. And Lindsay, you were talking about the train. Let's have our listeners get this visual.
Okay. Yeah. So this year, the new exciting addition to Garden of Lights is the Turtle Express. So that's a ride-on train experience. And you're going to be able to get on the train and ride through Garden of Lights, but literally in the middle of the show. So the train goes into where all those magical trees and where the lights are, and they're all choreographed to the music. So the train goes right through the middle of the meadow and then has its own little secret path and has some special lights that you get to see from the train only. So pretty cool.
And I kind of feel like I'm falling over my lips tonight. If we do want to express to our listeners tonight that they're first come, first serve. There are no reservations. So when you get to the park, if you're really thinking of taking your family on this train, or you want to go on the train, or you and your loved ones, you've got to be getting your tickets right away.
I think so. It's our first year, so, you know, we don't know exactly, you know, what the demand will be, but the train is really cool, and I think a lot of people will want to do it. So once you check in and you get into the light show, you can either buy your train tickets right at the check-in desk, or there's another, like, train-only desk area right when you kind of would veer off to get onto the train or the onboarding, like, boarding station. So, yeah, it's $10 per person to ride the train. And like I said, it's a really cool experience. You get to be in the middle of it all. And then on top of that, you get to see some special lights that not everyone gets to see. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a little.
That we've never had before. So
Ooh.
They're all new.
Okay. So Seth, when we talk about, the fact that, you know, this is the sixth year, every year there's like, you crank it up. How else can you explain how many lights there are? You cranked it up.
Yeah.
They cranked it up.
Well, every year we add something, like this year we're adding the train. But even year one was a big, ambitious thing for us to put out. You know, and we started in 2020, and we've grown so much since then. We now say we have over 2 million lights, and it's in 10 acres of botanical gardens right there across the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River. And it's just a really unique location. You know, there are a lot of botanical gardens and other facilities that do light shows throughout the country. Ours is really unique. We have the Sundial Bridge. No other place has that. And it's just a really unique experience for a town of our size to have something like that. We're really proud of it. We're really thankful to host something that has so many memories tied to it. And we're just thrilled to open up for the sixth year.
And let's talk about the whoever wants to chime in here. When we think about the wires for anybody who's wanted to go but they've not been able to go, about how you get those lights and the special ground covering, because you're thinking, oh, I don't know, maybe I can't take my grandparents. Trust me, folks, all ages, it's wheelchair accessible. If you're someone's on a walker or a cane, let's talk about what they lay down on the ground as far as the special whatever it is.
Well, we have an amazing team that takes care of those gardens year-round, and one of the focus is each year is when we start getting close to the light show is to smooth out the paths that have decomposed granite on them. That handles the rain really well, but we just really want to be accessible to where it's smooth and wide enough for people to either keep walking or stop and pause. There's benches along the way.
Yes.
But our team is just so dedicated to making the gardens look really amazing year-round. And, you know, we've even been recognized by USA Today as a top botanical garden with lights. Last year we won the top 10 in the country, and we're hoping to win that again this year. You can vote for us. Mm-hmm. But our team just takes a lot of great care and taking care of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens.
So I just want our listeners to know that when you're outside, you're going through the gardens, you're not going to walk into a pothole.
No.
That's what I want to express to everybody. It's even ground. You're walking across the bridge, you're coming, and even if it rains, there's place. We've been in the rain and the wind. Mm-hmm. It still goes on.
Rain or shine, the light show is open. But we also do have wheelchairs that we let guests use. And so it's a free complimentary service. So all you'd have to do is at the check-in area, let us know that you need one of the wheelchairs, and you can borrow it while you're in the light show and then return it. But
oh, when
you're
that's
done.
Fantastic. So you don't have to schlep that thing around.
Right. And we want everyone to be able to experience it. So it's great. Yeah. Wheelchairs, strollers for young kids, the wagons that get pulled around.
Because people may be visiting and not be thinking about that. Mm-hmm. Or somebody's car is over there and they just can't. So, and then fatigue can set in as well. And the fact that you guys think 6 years ago, and then you were USA Today's Reader's Choice in 2024, is a great example of catching the magic.
Yeah, I mean, we hear just amazing feedback on social media and people coming into the light show, just how special of an experience it is. I think there's a lot of things you can do around the holidays. This is a really elevated experience, and we really put time into putting in, these are really art displays. It's really artistic. There are some traditional, like, Christmas holiday themes, but it goes beyond that. There's a lot of wildlife installations. And so it's something for everyone, and there's even like private igloos. So there's different ways you can experience the show. You can rent a private igloo for your group of, up to eight people. We also have a premium entrance on the other side of the gardens where you have closer parking. You get like a cool package, deal with your tickets. And so there's just a variety of ways of experiencing it. And as we've mentioned, the train is just taking it to that next level if you really want to experience something special.
So with the igloo, what also I would like to share with our listeners is that if it's raining, because we've been when it's raining and we were able to have, you know, be blessed to be able to get an igloo that night. So we were able to do segments, and then we come back and we get warm, and then you could go and have, they're so beautifully appointed, and with your igloo you get a couple pizzas, you get service where you get hot chocolate or hot tea all night long, and great with the fire outside, great for a family that wants to come. And once you have the igloo, you don't have to leave.
Right. It's all night long. And they're really popular. So we only have four igloos. So I would recommend, if you were thinking of an igloo, to purchase those online. first or right. early.
Because, reserve them. Yes.
The tickets are already on sale, including the igloos, and there are a handful of nights where the igloos are actually already all four of them sold.
I bet.
They are pretty popular.
Yeah, I can attest to, yes, mm-hmm. doing that. And then also, let's talk about how we direct people to the website and let's talk about membership.
Sure. Turtlebay.org is the easiest place to get tickets. So you go there, you'll follow the links from there. It'll guide you all the way to buy the tickets online. We really encourage people to buy tickets online for the best price. Tickets are actually $5 more at the gate.
Okay.
So we really encourage people to buy them. Just so you know, like, you have them, you don't have to worry about it being sold out. There are definitely nights that sell out.
Right.
So buying your ticket in advance, and, you know, it's less stress getting there. Waiting in line. And then with membership, you actually, if you're a Turtle Bay member, you get $5 off each ticket. And, so there's lots of benefits to membership, and that's definitely one of them. So when you buy your membership, you can go online, you can select it, you can log in and get that $5 off each ticket.
And you can also do ticket upgrades. Let's talk about that when we get back with our next segment about the flex tickets. We do have a couple tickets to give away. So if you're listening and you need to pull over if you're going to drive, and I'll give you the hotline now, 605-4567, 530, of course. 605-4567, that's the hotline. And by the way, I didn't say hello to our producer, David.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey.
Glad to be here.
Who's got a brand new baby. So I could just see you just enjoying Garden of Lights and taking pictures with your newborn. Yeah. All right. So we're going to be right back after these messages. This is Linda Bott on North State Now. Tune in. Check it out, because we are going to be giving tickets away right after the break.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
I want to know if that commercial was planned. I love it. Welcome back to our show tonight. We're live here at 6:19 at night, on KCNR. It's a beautiful night. Yes, it's raining, but you know, we love the weather. I'm here, with Lindsay Myers and Seth Magaha from Turtle Bay. The people who have been like the powerful forces behind making this sixth year of Garden of Lights and our community and all the people. Let's talk about first. I didn't ask you this. How many people volunteer to be there?
On any given night, we have anywhere from 10 to 25 volunteers. So it's amazing. And we love our volunteers. We're so appreciative of them. I don't think we could do it without them.
Well, it's a lot of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So, Seth, we were talking at the break about this, the train, not just the train ride, but the other train.
Yeah. So we have a model train town is what we call it. And they're beautifully, I believe it's G-scaled model trains, under a nice covering. And there's like a seated area. It's a great place for families to kind of stop before they go into the light show, or they can do it afterwards. But it's right there by the Holiday Village. It's sponsored by U.S. Bank. And, it's just a beautiful display of like Shasta County. There's, Mount Shasta, where you have a Sundial Bridge and a river going through it and a little town. So it's a cool representation of our local city with our rich history in trains.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely wonderful. And, you guys should be so proud. The sixth annual Garden of Lights tickets are on sale now. If you buy them online, they're $5. Less, and you've not raised the price, which is really wonderful to hear when the prices of everything else. So same price as last year, and they have some special packages where you can do flex tickets or premium packages. But remember, all proceeds support the ongoing education programs, exhibits, and animals at Turtle Bay. And you guys also mentioned something about giving tickets out to some schools, or how does that work?
Yeah, there's nonprofits in town and charities that we give tickets to, and they disperse it to their community, so we really trust them to give those tickets to the right people that really want to come and see it. We also have a sensory hour throughout the show where families with children with sensory issues can come and see the light show for free. We've done that just about every year, and we're excited to do that. It's really popular. So you can go to our website and register for that. It's a pre-registration thing. But we really want everyone to be able to come and experience it, whether you're, you know, doing a premium package or coming on one of the value nights or something like that. There's a lot of ways to experience it. And it's Reading Garden of Lights for a reason. We really wanted that Reading name there to represent our city nationally. And as we mentioned before, it's award-winning. It's gotten recognition from USA Today as a top light show in the country. And so we're just really thankful to host it for such a wide range of people.
And 2 million lights. That we haven't said that much tonight. It started off in the beginning, I think, 1 million.
It did, yeah. It started with 1 million, and we've grown every single year. And to be honest, no one's gone around and counted. It's more than 2 million lights.
A lot of twinkles.
For sure. Yeah, for sure it's over 2 million lights. And so we're just really, you know, excited. And like Seth said, we've been pretty proud of what we've been able to put together. And this year, another thing that's a little new is that we're staying open on the major holidays. So we're open on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Day, where we've never done that before.
Okay.
And so we think it, because we've heard so much feedback that it's such a good family.
We went on New Year's Day and we were like, wait a minute. We're happy because that's our anniversary.
We were in town and we were like,
we want to go, let's go. So that's great news.
Yeah, so many families have already made it a holiday tradition, and now they can actually do that, you know, maybe after they open their presents Christmas or instead of doing the movie theaters. It just gives them more options to celebrate together as a family.
Be outside in that beautiful, whatever the weather is, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, it just is great. Now let's talk about the food, and then I'm going to give tickets away.
Oh, yes.
So let's talk about the food. Do we have any new? I mean, you've got the kiosks of really great pizzas and other kind of food.
Yeah, we have two different food trucks that are there, and then we have three different beverage stations where you can purchase either the hot cocos or the hot ciders. They have adult versions of hot cocoa and cider, and then they also have some cocktails.
That are themed.
They're all holiday themed.
The bulb lights up, and it's like Santa's sleigh or something, you know.
Super cute, yeah. And then, with the food options, we have a few different new items. We have a holiday-themed churro, which I think is going to be delicious and really fun. We have kettle corn. And then some heavier options, too. Like, my favorite is the smoked tomato soup. So that is...
Delicious. And you can drink that soup.
It's so good. And then there's also a grilled cheese, so you could do the tomato soup and grilled cheese combo.
That's my favorite meal right there. It is.
Mine, too. So good.
Yep, and Mosaic is the food provider for this, so they're really top-notch quality. Some of the other things we have are cheese curds, chicken strips, Philly cheesesteak.
Mm.
We talked about the stone oven pizza or wood fire pizza. And cocktails, beer and wine, all those things just make it really special. So,
All right. So who's listening? 530-605-4567. We're going to give two tickets away tonight, which is the 5th or 6th. What are we?
Six.
Okay.
November 6th.
Because we're also running, we're going to rerun the show on Thanksgiving. So we're talking about right now, these are the live tickets that we're giving away. 605-4567 for two tickets. And, Seth, every year, do your boys, now your boys, we've had them on like 3 years ago when they were still youngins. And, so what do they say? Dad, this is amazing.
Oh yeah, they look forward to it every year. They recognize and look forward to the displays that they remember. So like, actually a lot of kids like the tradition. They want to see those things they've seen before. And then they are so excited to see the new things. So, I mean, we see families with kids of all ages, like we mentioned with strollers, newborns. We see people, in a lot older, going in wheelchairs. So it really is for all ages. And then there's like glowing swings, which are really fun for kids and adults. There's like a really popular photo op area by the swings. And people use it on social media, we see like people use their profile photos and all their stuff. Like they take their family photos at
Garden. A lot of really Christmas cards come out of there.
Our pregnancy photos were amazing. We're looking forward to first year.
And then family tradition.
That'll be cool.
That's awesome. People get engaged. Do they still have that Enchanted this year? Is it going to be the Enchanted Garden again?
Yep. We have the Enchanted Forest.
Yes.
And then we call it the Proposal Pavilion.
Yeah.
Because there's so many proposals every winter that happens there, and it's awesome.
All right, so thank you so much for being with us tonight. We've got a few minutes left to take a caller. I know it's storming outside, maybe I don't want to take the eyes off the road, but we're giving away two tickets, and tomorrow we're going to give away two tickets on the morning show. 6th annual Reading Garden of Lights. It's brought to you by let's talk about Dignity Health.
Yep, Dignity Health Emergency Medical Center Reading has been our presenting sponsor for a number of years. They really help us with the cost of production. They help us with promoting it. They're just a really, really great, great partner. We have a lot of sponsors that help make this possible. We wouldn't be able to do it without them. And so, but Dignity has just been our presenting sponsor. And the dates, we haven't mentioned that. They're November 21st through January 4th. So it actually goes,
beautiful.
It goes a little bit after Christmas.
People get past that crazy Christmas time. We do like to go close to the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of it and then at the beginning of it.
Sure.
So I love that you've extended. Now, you also have special tickets for New Year's Eve.
We do. Yeah, it's a special night for us at New Year's Eve. And we kind of celebrate the New York New Year's. And so we do a ball drop at 9 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And so that way you don't have to be out till midnight, but you could still at least partake and have some special
celebration.
Have
a couple New Year's.
Yeah. True.
So we add live music that night. So there's a band playing, and it's a really special way to celebrate the New Year.
Let's not forget, though, that children under 2 are free.
Yes.
So your head count and your children 3 to 15, we're talking discounted prices. This is a reasonable night to go out and just really feel the love of your friends and your family, or your company retreat or a company Christmas party. Take your staff. And it's a beautiful night where everybody feels super special. They feel loved on. I feel the love every time we do this event at Garden of Light. So thank you so much. And you have any closing thoughts here? We've got like a minute left.
Again, we're really thankful for the support. This kind of event really supports Turtle Bay. It's an expensive park to run year-round, and without this, you know, it would be even more challenging. So we're really thankful for everyone buying tickets. And we love people sharing their photos online, tagging us. We love to see that. And we just love representing Reading in such a unique way during such a popular time in the season.
Well, thank you both for being with me tonight, Seth Magaha and Lindsay Myers. Coming up in the next segment, our new Miss Reading Rodeo, Kiana Kinney, can't not wait to have you meet her as well. She is just a dynamo. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at ReadingKia.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
She's so beautiful, and she's sitting in front of me, and we are talking about our new Miss Reading Rodeo, who is a wonderful example of what it is to be a representative, you know, cheerful, friendly, beautiful, and also a really good horse person. Let's introduce you to Kiana Kinney.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here and to be talking to you guys.
So great. So great. Let's talk about a little bit about your history. About, did you grow up here, and when did you get involved with horsemanship, and what led you to think that, or believe, and then accomplish becoming Miss Reading Rodeo?
So I was born and raised in Reading, and about 6 years ago, I started doing stuff with horses, and then about 5 years ago, I got my first horse. His name is Tango, and he means the absolute world to me. I started with doing, like, horsemanship, where I am working with my horse and doing shows and patterns, and then that slowly evolved into doing rodeo queen stuff, whether it is, I started with junior Miss CSHA, senior Miss CSHA, and then I was the 2024 Miss Cottonwood, and my main goal was to become the Miss Reading Rodeo.
Oh, I love that. So, what do those initials stand for? CCSCHA, whatever that is. Say it again.
California State Horsemen's Association.
Okay. So what does that mean?
So it's a program that's more just based on teaching. So then you can kind of learn more about your horsemanship and to how to really get into it and what really what being a horseman means.
Okay. So just for our listeners, if people are listening and they may not have an idea when they go to the rodeo, really how involved. I mean, you're beautiful and you wave, but all of the work that goes into becoming really good with your horse. Yeah. So you said you've been at it now for about 6 years, and Tango came into your life about 5 years ago.
Yes.
So will we see you on Tango at the rodeo?
Hopefully, but maybe not for all of it. It's a really long week of working with your horse, and sometimes you just don't want to overwork them. So sometimes I switch it up. I might do one horse one night. I might do him one night. It just kind of depends. But he's definitely my favorite to do anything with.
Now, are your parents involved in rodeo?
My mom did flags for Reading Rodeo years ago.
Oh, boy.
And so she kind of helped me bring into what I'm doing now.
Okay, so you were Miss Cottonwood.
Yes.
All right. And so before that, learning about what you have to do in the pageant aspect of what it is to go through all of the training to become Miss Reading Rodeo, can you share with our listeners how you're evaluated and how you're judged?
Yeah, so I always do a horsemanship pattern. That is where you work with your horse and you're riding. You demonstrate how you can really maneuver your horse and how to tell them what to do while doing it professionally and looking very proper. And then I do a speech that is fully memorized to show that I can speak and I know what to say. And I also have impromptu questions to where if I am, say, I'm on the air and you ask me a question, I know what to say to that.
Do you have to do evening gowns or like a modeling or something that presents in that aspect?
Yes, so I do modeling. I show off how to do a parade outfit. I do a pretty leather dress of what rodeo queens usually wear, stuff like that. It's a lot of fun to show off what you wear and what you kind of make out of outfits and all that.
Well, we're going to be covering the NFR when we're in Las Vegas here coming up pretty soon. And the beautiful thing about that is that that's where the Miss Rodeo America is. And it's lovely to see those gals that get on the horses. This is the first time they've been on that horse.
Yeah.
So they've got to really show. Do you think you'd be confident in doing that if somebody said, here, get on that horse over there and you have to do these patterns?
I feel like I'd be pretty confident, maybe not fully yet. I'm working on getting more comfortable in horsemanship skills, but I feel like I'm pretty confident in doing that, so I feel like I do pretty good.
I love that. I love that because, you know, I'm getting just the warm fuzzies with you across the table and how you are a really good spokesperson for Miss Reading Rodeo. So let's talk a little bit more about, like, were you in 4-H? Did you grow up in the country where you had this profound, like, I want a horse?
Surprisingly not. I actually grew up doing competitive gymnastics for 6 years, and that's all I did. I did it 24/7, and that was my entire life for those 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your specialty?
I really liked vault. I have really, really long legs, so I was able to run super fast and fling right over it.
That is amazing. So, vault. And that's not like, you know, somebody on the floor or balance beam. I've never heard any, because I did gymnastics probably in, what, fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah.
So, but vault is a special, super specialty.
Yeah.
So you have long legs and you felt like you could fly. Do you think that that helped you with being a great rider?
Oh, 100%. The balance that you have to have for gymnastics definitely plays into horses and having to have the balance to stay on your horse and stay very comfortable and even in the middle of it.
Are you in school?
Right now, I just graduated at Foothill, and now I'm going to go next semester at Shasta College to be a dental hygienist.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Oh, that's just wonderful. Okay, all right. So that, you know what, we love, praise dental hygienists. I'm not kidding. So, okay, now what are we going to see next from you? What's our next personal, like, private Engagement.
I'm going to a lot of, like, the Stuff the Bust events, everything like that, maybe some Christmas parades. That's just kind of what's going on in our area right now. Anything that's in Reading, I love to go to and support and represent our rodeo and just what it really means to us.
Shake hands, inspire, open people's hearts. Yeah. Do you ever go to, you know, something that might be really cool is to kind of go to some of the kind of retirement homes.
Yes.
They would be, especially around the holidays, they would just be, that would light them up.
Yes. Yeah. I'd love to do that. Yeah. Bring some cookies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's talk about your pies. Speaking of baking, let's hear about it.
So I am doing a pie fundraiser to raise some money for travel expenses, where I'm going to make fresh pies with my amazing mother, and I'm going to go and bring them out to everyone who bought pies the day before Thanksgiving so they could see my face, and I get to meet them, all while raising money and having fun for, and you get to eat a good pie.
Oh my gosh, what's your specialty?
I'm going to be honest, I'm not the best baker. I get it. I'm learning from my mom. So my mom is definitely the specialty.
Yeah.
And I'm just helping her out a little bit. But I really, really like chocolate pies.
Ooh, so it's all about the crust.
Yes.
It's all about the crust.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying right now for our listeners, how do they go about ordering pies from you? And they're knowing that when they buy a pie, it's going to help you with your travel expenses and all the places for your gas and all the things that you do as Miss Reading Rodeo.
Mm-hmm. So I have it all on my social media. So if you are interested, you go on there. I'm only going to be doing it for a short amount of time since it is only me and my mom making the pies. But you could go on there. You can message me on any of my social media, and I will get your phone number and address so then I can get those pies to you the day before Thanksgiving so you can enjoy some great pies with your family. And I will be getting giving thank you cards to everyone, and you will see on my social media where that takes me and what it helps out with.
So when you say social, we're talking Insta. Now, Facebook, for some of the older people, they probably can get on Facebook.
Yes.
All right. So, and what's your window for ordering? Like, you say you're going to just take a short amount of time before. Are you trying to sell 20 pies, 40 pies? How many pies?
So I've already sold about probably 40 pies.
Ooh.
And I'm probably going to cut it off around 50 or 60 just to make sure that I'm not going to be overdoing it since it is just me and my mom. But I really promote you guys to come and get your pies from me. They're going to be super tasty, and it's going to be helping out so much.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Kiana Kinney, our new 2025 Rodeo Queen. We're going to find out more about all about Kiana when we come back, and some other events that are going to be coming up with rodeo. I know that we've seen you on Facebook and social, where you've talked about tickets are on sale now for Reading Rodeo. They sell out. A lot of people get, you know, wait till the last minute. And so let's talk about the role of what Miss Reading Rodeo does during the rodeo. It's a big time.
Yes, it is such a big time. I'm going to be pretty much everywhere at every event that's going on, and it is a big part for me to really talk to, like, the little kids, anybody that's watching and looking up to me, or just maybe they've never been to a rodeo. It's for them to, I can explain to them what rodeo really means, what's going on in the events, and what the family we have behind rodeo, and the family that's in Reading Rodeo, that we all just make this huge, amazing group, that we make this happen.
Well, you can't have, when you've got these live animals around you, you can't have ego. Everybody has to be able to chip in, help each other, you know, just be a positive support. And I see that in you as well. So we're going to be right back after these messages. This is Linda Bott. You're listening to North State Now, live here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and streaming on KCNR1460.com. And you'll be able to hear this show back in the archives. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, This is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And the rains and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing Roadie.
Of course. Welcome back. Kiana Kinney is my guest in this last segment here on North State. Now, this is Linda Bott. You are the 2026, but you're here in 2025, so you're representing now, but officially your banner is 20, you're the 2026, got a killer belt buckle. I love how you present and all the things that you're planning to do. Carl just came in and gave you some money and said, I want an apple pie. So looking forward to that. No pressure. But that's a cool little fundraiser that you're doing for your expenses, because we think about what that is to go drive to all of these different rodeos and to, you know, what it is to just fix a patch and have things done or shoe your horse. Now, do you have somebody that helps you trailer, or do you just throw your Tango in the back of your trailer, or what do you do? Give us a visual.
So with going to rodeos, my mom always comes with me. She's kind of my buddy and helps me out. Aww. So we have our trailer at home, and I keep my horse at my house. So we, when we're ready, we get ready the night before. We put my horse in the trailer, and we just drive down there.
Oh, man, that's so cool. Your buddy helps you. Man, isn't that the best? Is she listening tonight?
Yes, she is.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
So cool. You're blessed.
Yes, I truly am.
Yeah. And so she was a flag girl.
Yes.
And so now, you know, she's got to be so proud, too. My daughter's, you know, been brought up in the Cottonwood and now Miss Reading Rodeo. And you had your eye on the ball.
Yes.
You wanted this.
Yes.
Yeah. so great. And I think that you're going to really represent well this year. Let's talk a little bit more about the horsemanship. I really want to get into, you know, taking your horse and knowing that you're in a different kind of ground and a rodeo, and you just never know all the stuff that goes on where you've got flyovers and fireworks in some places, and you just never know. How do you keep calm in those situations?
So I always just make sure to really breathe and breathe in and breathe out. Make sure to really just keep calm and to know that I trust my horse. He's my buddy, and I know that he'll always keep me safe no matter what. And he's usually the one who I take to rodeos with me. And it's mostly just making sure that he can trust me. If he trusts me, I trust him. And it's a very big thing on bonding with your horse. And when I know that there's big things, like when you go to rodeo, sometimes you can walk in the arena and make sure your horse is used to it. Sometimes you can't, and you just have to kind of take it slow and make sure you got your eye on the prize of making a round and doing your queen run or doing your flag run and making sure that you got a horse that you know is very calm and knows how to do rodeos. It isn't their first time.
How do you keep your hat on?
Ooh. So everyone does this kind of differently, but I know I use bobby pins. So I stick them in the side of my hat, and it kind of goes on. One side of it goes on my hair, and one side of it goes inside of my hat. And I put probably about 6 on. It gives you a killer migraine, but it really keeps your hat on.
Killer migraine keeps your hat on. Yeah, because you got to keep it on. And then you go down there with the mutton busting, and you're helping kids out. Yes. You're being the face. And we're just so excited. So what kind of words would you impart on, little kids about that one day I want to be a rodeo queen?
I just really want little kids to know that, like, how much fun it is. I have so much fun traveling to rodeos. I'm making so many new friends. I get to see how things really work in the rodeo while representing it to other people. And to be somebody that looks like, I'm a representation. People look up to me, and that's so cool in my heart. And I just want little kids to know that, like, I want them to do this with me, and I want them to grow up in the rodeo world, whether it's livestock or actually rodeo or 4-H, anything that helps you learn how to take care of an animal or save money because you have to get your horse's feet done next month or whatever it is. It's such a good thing for kids to grow up and learn to take care of something that's so important.
And just grooming your horse and pairing.
Yes.
Like pairing with your animal is a very powerful, I don't know if people understand how powerful it really is. So it's great to hear that your horse is your buddy and you travel and you trust him. Now, he's been with you for 5 years.
Yes.
All right. And what would you say of all of the experiences you've had so far with even Cottonwood and wearing a crown and representing? What would you have standout moments that you would care to share with us?
Yeah, so there's many of them. One of my favorite things with me and my horse, it's his favorite thing too, is grand entries at the Reading Rodeo. We've been doing them for about 4 years now with the Rodeo Queen stuff that I've been doing. So we've always got to do it, and it's his favorite thing. He gets so excited. He's prancing in the back of the alley, and then he takes off running. He does his queen run while I'm waving. Kids are cheering. It's just such a special moment. It happens so quickly, but it's amazing.
And you get to do it for nights.
I know. This is like my first year as actually like Miss Reading Rodeo, so it's super cool.
And I loved what you posted, and you talked about tickets being on sale, and it's just getting bigger and better.
Yeah. We're selling out like almost, last year we sold out every single night. So if you want to get your tickets, make sure to get them now before we sell out.
And that might be a really good Christmas idea, you know, for, okay, you get 10 tickets for Wednesday night, you know, we're all going to go together as a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great for families to go. It can be a tradition every year. That's what my family's always done. Or you could go with your friends and have a good time. We always have all the events, great food. It's just so much fun.
Now, I have to do a shout out for your grandma and your granddad. I don't know. What do you call them?
Nana and Pappy.
Nana and Pappy, who just happen to be dear, special dear hearts for Carl and I. And so I didn't know, you know, of course, when the name Kenny came up, I said, is that, so those are your grandparents.
Yes.
And, you come from great stock. In fact, for those people who listen, you know, the Kennys at 3 generations strong, are Shasta Gas Propane. And so every morning when we do the weather, the Kinney family. It's Shasta Gas Propane that brings us the weather. So we've known them for a long time. And, of course, your grandfather served in Vietnam. So, you know, my husband and they have the veterans, you know, really close to their heart. So what does that mean for you when you get to carry the flag? Do you ever carry the flag?
I carry the flags at some rodeos, not all of them, but it really just means so much to me that that's why I get to represent. I get to represent freedom in America and what it really means to us. Well, the national anthem goes and I'm going around that arena and that flag is whipping. It's just such a special moment for me as holding the flag and the people who are watching.
That's fantastic. What else would you like to share with us? Because this is your moment.
Yeah.
We've got a lot, you know, it's weird when you're on the air because it's like, see how quiet it is?
Yeah.
All right, so share with our listeners right now because we know a lot of people are listening.
Yeah, so I just really want to share that. I want everyone to, at least if you've never been to a rodeo, I want you to attend one. I want you to go, maybe talk to somebody about it. If you have questions, feel free to ask. I feel like everyone who's involved in rodeo would love to answer some questions. It's always such a big topic for everyone, whether you don't know, because some things you just don't know. If you're not involved in it, you never know. And so I just want everyone to at least attend a rodeo at least once and to get the feeling of it and to see. And I also really want people to really think about rodeo queens. It's such a big job, but it's so much fun, and we're slowly getting less and less rodeo queens. So I want young girls and everyone to really just think about it and try and maybe get some help on it. And, I mean, every rodeo queen would love to help a girl once achieve this one
mentor,
day.
Mentor, yes. And mentor the kids to, because, you know, there's juniors, mm-hmm. there's, Cottonwood. How young is the youngest that can be in the queen lineup?
It depends on what programs you go to, but for like CSHA, that's where I started, and I started very young. You could start as young as like, I think it is like 7. You can start very, very young, and they help you teach. And sometimes they help you with outfits or learning how to do it all. And then you go up, you could go to Cottonwood when you're 16, and then Reading when you're 17. So it's kind of all this line, and then you could eventually go up and up and up.
Oh, just makes my heart feel so full for you. Really, this is like, you know, the time of your life. And congratulations, really, you know, and let's talk one more time about your pies for your fundraising. And you've just gone out. You've come right of becoming Miss Reading Rodeo. You've come right out of the gate with the best representation.
Thank you. So I have apple, pecan, pumpkin, and chocolate. They are $20 each. You could get as many as you want, and they sure are going to be real tasty.
Yeah. And so when do you start Shasta College?
Next semester. I'm not sure when that exactly is.
So you got to try to juggle that plus all your duties because you know, because you're a queen.
Usually August.
Okay.
All right.
August.
All right. So well, but August is after the rodeo. So yeah,
it should be.
Yeah,
good.
You'll do it. Yeah,
out.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. So, well, congratulations once again, and I look forward to seeing you on some floats. And seeing you in the rodeo and seeing you in now, the visiting areas. Now, how far will you travel? Go to Reno?
Yes, I will go to Reno. I've gone as far as pretty far places, whether it's like 4 hours away or I've gone like 7 hours away for past events. So it really just depends on what rodeos and what my plan is. So we'll see. And you can definitely see that on Facebook, Instagram, anything like that. You can follow my journey throughout the year.
All right. So again, when we're at the national finals rodeo in Las Vegas, we will be doing 3 live shows. The 3rd, 4th, and 5th of December will be at South Point. So we'll be thinking about you and taking pictures and sharing with you. And have you ever been?
I sadly have not.
All right. Well, no. It's great because this maybe 2026. Maybe you get to just go there and mm-hmm. see it and take it all in because it takes a few times to really, you know, we're still trying to take it in, as well. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's Kiana Kinney. You can find her on Instagram. You can find her on Facebook. What other platforms?
I think we're also thinking about maybe opening a TikTok. So if you guys are interested in that, wait and see.
Okay. The life and the day in the life of a rodeo queen. Good for you.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions or any last comments here?
Nope, I just want to say that I'm so thankful for you guys asking me to be on here, and I get to talk to all of you guys listening and just get to share a little bit about myself and the Rodeo Queen and the rodeo life.
And buy tickets early.
Yes, I hope to see you all there. It's May 13th to the 16th, 2026.
So. Right, but there's a lot of events that happen before that.
Yes.
Like Special Kids Day, the whole week before, maybe 10 days before rodeo.
Yeah, and we have the pancake breakfast where you get a good, yummy breakfast before you go to work or school.
And we want to see you there representing at Chicks and Chaps, which this coming year will be on May 2nd. So definitely, we love to have our queens, and definitely our one and only shining star, Kiana Kinney. All right, thanks for joining us tonight. This is Linda Bott. You can always go back and listen to this archive, and you can do snippets and share that on your Facebook, if you will, of your interview tonight.
Of course.
KCNR1460.com is where you can find this program. And signing off, have a fabulous night, and remember, do random acts of kindness.
Is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.